This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving.
It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I have got a quick and dirty one for you today. I want to share with you three signs that you are currently working with non-ideal clients and what you can do to shift that quick time. So, number one, you find yourself avoiding going into your Voxer or your Telegram or your Facebook group because you feel overwhelmed with the frequency of questions or the type of questions that your clients are currently asking you. If you are in avoidance mode, it is because you're not working with your dreamies. Do you know what I mean? Like when you have a McDream client, it doesn't matter what they're asking, when they're asking, you don't find yourself recoiling when you see a message coming in. So if you're doing that, sign number one, things need to change. Number two, you're eye rolling at the questions that they are asking you. Like frequently I say to my clients, you can ask me the same thing a million times over. Like I am here for it. And actually I appreciate being able to be creative and think differently about how I can help this message land. I do not mind answering the same question over and over and over again because I'm working with my dreamboat clients. But if you find yourself being like, oh, I've told you this already. Oh, this is so annoying. Then perhaps you need to not be coaching these clients. Perhaps these clients need to be in a course where you're teaching and then they get to go through the course over and over again, but you are not coaching them. Or perhaps you just need to have a different dreamboat client so that you are not finding yourself getting frustrated with the repetition. Or even if you're not repeating yourself, just questions that you're just like, I don't want to answer this. Go and YouTube it. If you're doing that, it's time for a shift. Sign number three that you are working with non-ideal clients is that the people that you're working with aren't taking action. They are people that are coming back into your space again and again and again. They are asking the same questions and they are not moving. They are not honoring the coaching that you are giving them. They're saying things like, I've tried that already, or I tried that last time, and I want to, but there's always an excuse why they are not doing the thing that you are telling them to do. That is a non-dreamboat client because they are not being coachable. So if you are hitting any of those three, and particularly if you're noticing yourself feeling consistently frustrated, you are ready to grow and move on. So what can you do to elevate the clients that you are working with? And actually, this can work with clients that you are working with and the new clients that you are looking to attract. And so number one is to take time to redefine who your dreamboat client is. And the reason that this can work even with existing clients that aren't quite hitting it is that you get to tell them. You get to tell them, this is the mindset of my dreamboat client. This is the expectation. This is the type of person who does really, really well in this space. I remember when I was first starting out and I was a hypnobirthing instructor, and I remember being given an exercise where I needed to write out who my dreamboat client was. And then the next part of the task was to find somebody that I was working with already and let them know that when I was writing out about my dreamboat clients, so many of the traits that they have were reflected in what I was writing, and I would love to share with them what I'd written. And the beautiful thing about this is that People love hearing nice things about themselves. And also, it planted seeds for the type of action that I wanted from that client. So I would say things like, my dream about client goes and tells their friends about how incredible this course is. It's one of the first things that she mentions every single time she goes to her NCT class. Now, I have no idea whether the person I'm speaking to has done that already, but for sure, when I was telling them that that was a trait of the Dreamboat client, I'm planting the seed for them to go and do that and be my biggest referrer. And it can work exactly in the same way. You don't have to say to the client that has not been living into your vision, oh, this is my Dreamboat client work. But through the content that you create, through your messaging, you can say, these are the people that we are calling in now. This is the expectation. This is how you're going to thrive. And you can absolutely have that in a social media post and in an email that your existing clients are going to see and plant the seed that there is an upgrade available for them. Tip number two on how you can elevate your client. 9 times out of 10, I say 9 times because this is not always across the board, but it's time to increase your rates or create a new version of an existing product that is more expensive. So it's the same thing. Increase your rates for what it is that you are doing. And the reason that this is so powerful is that frequently, not always, but 9 times out of 10, the more a person pays, the bigger the upgrade in the mindset, the more radical responsibility a person is prepared to take for themselves because they have a different relationship with money and understanding the role that they as an individual have to play in order to generate income. So when you increase your rates, 9 times out of 10, you are increasing the mindset that a person is coming into you with. So is it time for you to raise your rates? And then the third thing that you get to do is messaging. So when you know who it is that you want to be working with, it's time to talk to their problems. It's time to talk to their desires. It's time to talk to the way that they think, what it is that they want to create. It's time to talk to their problems. And if you are upgrading your Dreamboat client, then their problems, their desires, their hopes, their dreams, and where they are on the path is likely to be different to where your existing clients are. So as you start to speak to that new human being within your messaging, you're going to attract a different type of DM because it's coming from a different type of person. So this is what I want to leave you with today. I suppose the question is it time for you to be upgrading your Dreamboat client? And if this episode has been helpful in identifying this is the reason why I'm not loving my business at the moment, it's because I need to be working with different people, shoot me a DM. I love to hear when things have resonated with you. And if you know that it would be beneficial for you to have a daily dose of me in your ear, talking about life, talking about business and coaching you on a daily basis, just in a very bite-sized way to remind you of not only who the fuck you are, but the type of action that you can be taking to increase your capacity to receive in your life and in your business, you should try out our members club, the Infinite Receiving Members Club, because I have a daily channel that I tune into. It's called the Devotion Channel. We have this in Telegram and we have this on a private podcast, if Telegram is not your jam, where I share snippets, tidbits, golden nuggets of coaching that you can take advantage of on a daily basis. And you can try it all out for free for 7 days. All you need to do is hop over to the website, susieashworth.com, click on the Work With Me, go to the Members Club tab, and we will guide you through all of the other steps to come and play with us for free. And if you decide that you want to stay, I got some goodies for you, which are pretty bloody incredible. But first things first, go join the members club, do it for free, check out the daily coaching. And if you like it, then let's play. And if this episode has been useful, then share it with a friend. It's always nice to receive recommendations from friends. So without any further ado, I'm going to say adios, my friend. And please remember that faith plus action equals miracles. Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate-infinite-receiving.